This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You saw the GDP numbers Friday, right? Gross domestic product. The economy grew at a quite nice but not likely to be sustainable 4.1% last quarter. A chunk of that was you and me, consumers, and us spending more. Thing is, how we're spending is changing, which is having some trickle-down effects, if you will. We've gotten Alana Furco on the line once again to get a sense of what it's like out there in the brick-and-mortar retail economy. She manages the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. Alana, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, happy to visit with you today, Kai.
So look, one of the reasons, well, really the reason we're talking to you is because we were sitting around the other day talking about retail in this economy and how consumers do seem to be buying things. And somebody said, you know, we ought to call Alana in Butte and get it from the mall sort of supply side of the retail equation. So the question really to start with is, how's retail doing at the Butte Plaza Mall?
Well, you know, every day is a fresh opportunity for creative problem solving.
Oh, man. So that either things are great or not so good. I can't tell.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Right now, our Herberger's, which is a Bon Ton property, is in active liquidation.
Wow.
The store will be closed by the end of August.
So wait, I should know this, but what is Herberger sell? Are they like a big box clothing? Do they do? What do they do?
Department store.
So that's a biggie.
That's a biggie. It's my north anchor.
Well, but we talked to you a number of years ago, and you just lost the other anchor, JCPenney, right?
We did, yes.
This is going to sound stupid. Are you anchorless in a shopping mall? You have no anchor stores.
Well, we still have a Sixplex Theater, and I still have Joann Fabrics and Crafts.
All right, so this is going to sound grim, but when folks come on a Friday night for a movie, what's the scene? Are there people bustling around the mall, or is it empty-ish?
Well, you know, right now that's actually, we've got tourist season.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we've had some really nice tourist visits. We also have opened an awesome business. Have you heard of Escapology or Escape Rooms?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I did one once. We did not escape, but that's a whole different thing.
Right across from my theater, we have a 5-room Escapology. It's doing extremely well. Huh. My food is still doing very well. And I'll tell you that the retail we have, people are still shopping. I mean, you know, when you don't have much, what you have is a big fish in a little pond.
Yeah, I hear you. What are you doing with all the empty space from the JCPenney and the Herberger's?
Well, the JCPenney right now, we have a local hotel that's remodeling, so they are warehousing the new furniture in there. It's definitely outside the box thinking. There isn't even a box anymore. I mean, it's 3D chess, and all the pieces are the same color.
When folks want stuff that they used to get at Herberger's or JCPenney, do they have to leave town and go to like Missoula or wherever?
They do leave town, but you know, our arch nemesis as well is online shopping.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's
yeah.
just as easy to order it from your phone to your mailbox.
Last thing, Alana, and then I'll let you go. What about the jobs that used to come along with these big anchor stores? Are folks feeling that there in Butte?
You know, we've got almost 60 people at Herberger's, and getting them through this is our main focus. And it's hard. The loss of every store it's like we're suffering a death because there's not a lot of stand-up retail. We have a Walmart. Our Kmart closed in June. So, yeah, stand-up retail really is becoming tough placement.
Alana Furco helps run things at the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. Alana, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Take care, Kai.